Hello, darlings, and welcome to the Too Blessed to Be Stressed podcast hosted by me, Carolina Soprun. I'm a counsellor, a holistic health coach with a strong background in science and also a Pilates instructor. In this podcast, I am here to talk to you about all things stress, anxiety, chronic disease and women's health, helping you, the modern woman, create more balance, calmness and better health in your life. As a woman who spent most of her 20s running on adrenaline, being stressed and anxious 24/7, and a professional perfectionist in all aspects of life, I want to share my knowledge and podcast with you to empower and nurture you to live your most balanced life. I have learned and come up with some amazing tools to help you bring more Zen into your life, as well as health and fulfillment. Each week, I'll be bringing you a solo episode or an episode with a special guest. Hope you enjoy all that's coming in season 3 of the Too Blessed to Be Stressed podcast. Hello, darlings, and welcome to season 3, episode 3 of the Too Blessed to Be Stressed podcast. I'm so excited about today's episode because I have another beautiful guest to share with you all. Angela Wilson is considered one of the brightest minds in career transition, coaching, counseling, and mentoring today. Now a number one best-selling author, well-respected speaker, educator, award-winning coach, and consultant on all things careers and transitions. Angela is the founder of Career Design Studio, a global transitional journey for women who have experienced an unexpected change in their career. Her signature program is designed for women to discover the next chapter and once and for all uncover the meaning and purpose of their life. Angela is known as the curious problem solver and is often brought in to clean up the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual mess women find themselves in after a chaos of change. She can quickly spot the relevant pattern, life themes, and obstacles holding clients back. Angela's authenticity, honesty, and down-to-earth style are her greatest assets. She has the ability to leave you feeling inspired, challenged, and clear about your next step and career journey. In this episode, Angela and I discuss Angela's experience with her unexpected career change and how it impacted her mental health, the advice Angela has for others that may be experiencing unexpected change in their career path, how individuals can transition into different careers, and how all of us can find our purpose. I hope you enjoy this interview and I would love to hear your feedback. And remember, life is for living, not stressing. You are too blessed to be stressed. Hello, Angela, and welcome to the Too Blessed to Be Stressed podcast. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, Carolina. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm very excited as well.
Amazing. So before we start the podcast, I would love to know what is the one thing that you do often to look after your mental health?
Yeah, so my mental health is really important to me. And the one thing that pops up for me is that at the end of each day, I'm not sure if you've heard of the what went well or the three things to note down, but that is something that I've done since I learned about wellness coaching, and I became a coach about 11 years ago, and it was suggested in a course. This is a way, based on the positive psychology background, to raise your happiness, to reduce that negative bias, and to remind you about the good things that did happen in your day. I went, that sounds really interesting. I'm going to do that. And I started that routine and it turned into a habit. And now it's a ritual where at the end of each day, I get my journal out that I'm laying in bed and I write down three things that went well. And it is something that is a part of me now. And I notice the difference when I lay my head on the pillow, the positive thoughts that come from that, the gratitude, that self-compassion, even if it was the tiniest things, like I got out in the sunshine today. Wow. Just noting those small little things is so good for my mental health, and it allows me to then reset, go to sleep and wake up with a fresh day.
I love that so much. And I think positive psychology is so amazing, given that I have
well, I'm just finishing my master's now in counseling, but I think it can just bring so much positivity to someone's life. And having that gratitude is so important also, because I think it's human nature for us to automatically go to the negative and think about what went wrong. But really, we should be focusing on what also went right that day.
For sure. And it really was about training my brain and training myself to look for those positives, that you can be going through challenging moments and times and, yeah, look at the brighter side. What did go well? And I've slightly tweaked it. I found that I now like to tap into not only what went well, but also what brought me joy in the day and what inspired me. So what gave me those synchronicity events. And so I've slightly tweaked it, and it's still three things. And even if I have it written in my journal, just say I'm out somewhere or I've just laid down, I can still go through that process in my mind, and that still gives me that brain training and keeping that habit.
Amazing. I love that so much. So I would love for you to share who you are, what you do, and why you started in your business.
Yes. So when I think about who I am, I come to the person first. So I'm a female, I'm a woman, I turned 40 last year. So I'm in that sort of, I reckon, that peak of my life, and that I am a wife, I'm a mother, as well as a daughter, a sister, a friend. There's so many other parts to me as well. And I'm a dog owner, and I live in Melbourne. And so there's lots of pieces to who I am. And it's interesting when people ask you, yeah, what is it that you do, and who are you, and what you naturally gravitate to? And something I often say to my children is, I'm a person as well, and I have feelings. And yes, that it's good to come back to the person that you are as well. That, yeah, I love wellness, I love self-care, and I'm a really down-to-earth person that also loves to just be in nature.
Amazing. I love that so much, and I'm also a nature lover. I think it's just so positive for your well-being in general, so I can absolutely relate. And what is your business, and why did you start the business that you have right now?
Yeah, so my business is called Career Design Studio. I'm the founder of Career Design Studio, and I'm a career transition coach and a career counselor. And this started formulating about 11 years ago when I started my wellness coaching. I was finding that as I worked on all parts of myself, so mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, as well as that professional side of me, I'm thinking, wow, how can I teach others how to do this? And I started collecting knowledge and studying and getting experience with all different types of people and really piecing together what I do today, which is based on a bit of personal experience as well, to allow people to be the best that they can be in their life as well as their career. And that it all came about because I was looking for something like that. And I know that each role that I've taken on outside of my business, it hasn't quite allowed me to have the freedom to be the person that I would like to be the coach that I'd like to be. So it was a no-brainer to start my business and really connect all those dots of who am I, where are my skills, where are my experience, where are my strengths, and use them and be creative. And that's a big part of the Career Design Studio, to be able to create and bloom into that next career chapter. And what does it look like, and allow people to go on that journey, and I get to hold their hand while they do that and discover that for themselves.
Oh, I love that. And I think for women, the freedom is so important, particularly once you have kids. You need that freedom, like you said earlier, to be the parent, to be the partner, to be the daughter, to do all of the things. And I think career just has such a big impact on our overall well-being. And if we don't have that balance in our career, it definitely has a detrimental impact on our health.
It's definitely one of those pieces, yes, that there is that. I mean, I sort of think of that balance. Someone used the word the other day, blend, which I love, because when I think of balance, I think of tipping sort of that scales. And if we talk about blend, that then gives us a chance to go, okay, well, what is that blend today? Do I want a little bit more of that personal side of me? Would I love to dip into more of my career at the moment? What's my priority? Do my family need my attention? That we can change that blend each and every day, week, month, and year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I personally have felt I've had a couple of career transitions now. I can look back and see how each piece didn't maybe serve my personal life. And I feel like I've been on this journey of trying to discover what, like you said, what blends into my life and what I obviously really enjoy, and I'm still making an impact. I think that's so important.
Yeah, definitely. And it is a journey. I like how you use that word, that it is about collecting those little pieces and those clues and piecing them together and connecting the dots. And what would I like to transform into next? And so it's often about that journey and that process as well.
Amazing. And so I know we've had this conversation offline before, but I would really love for you to share your story about your unexpected career change.
Yes, and when I think of career changes, that we can go through quite a few different career changes and transitions in our lives, and there's often ones that stick out a bit more than others. And the biggest one for me was back in 2016, I had a raging windstorm unexpectedly sweep through my really quiet suburb up here in the Dandenong Ranges in Melbourne. And within a split second, my whole life changed as a gigantic gum tree was uprooted and it crushed my home while my family and I were in there. It crushed our cars, so we were trapped and we couldn't get out and go anywhere. It changed my plans for the future. And I can just remember my heart going, oh, it was crushing my heart as well, looking at the devastation. And it put my life on hold for about 3 years as I battled insurance, I battled council. And if anyone has rebuilt a home, you'll know exactly what that process is like. And so I had to go through all of this and what that professional side of me, I did have to put it to the side. I'm a proactive person that loves to keep taking steps forward with my creativeness and what I wanted to be able to do. And I had to put that on hold, which was a different space for me to be in. And once everything had lifted and we'd rebuilt and we'd moved on, I went to step back into my career and I went, oh, something doesn't feel right. I come from education and I was in a teaching role and I was in a primary teaching role. I went, this doesn't feel right. And I started questioning everything. Well, if this doesn't feel right, then who am I and what am I doing and where do I begin? And I started to go in some deep reflection about, well, being the person that I am today and what I've been through, how would I like to help people in the future? And I started going on that self-discovery journey to find what my meaning and purpose was after everything I'd been through. And how can I be the best person that I want to be and become that person that I knew was deep down. So when you go through unexpected change, it's usually a catalyst for you to learn something new or to take action in some way. And I just thought, this is now the time. I'm going to find what that is for me. And out of that came a book, and out of that also came my business as well.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, that would have been such a traumatic time in your life, but it was the catalyst for you to seek that change, and it's where you've ended up today. And that's such an incredible thing when you look at people that have been through something quite traumatic like yourself. Usually there is that silver lining. It might not come for a while, but it is there.
Yes, and I had to keep reminding myself. I remember my mum was saying something during it and she said, oh, can I say this yet? That is that silver lining. And at some points I was going, no, it doesn't feel right yet to look at, well, what is that silver lining? And then as you move through into that new beginning and you're stepping out of that, I went, Oh, now it feels right that, yeah, we have to go through a process, a transitional process, and then we have that space to look back and go, I get my learnings now. I understand why that happened, because we're usually looking for answers in there. Why did this happen to me? I never thought that this would be my path, and that we need to go through those emotions to get towards that acceptance and understanding at the end.
I couldn't agree more. So how did that unexpected thing that happened with your house and your career and just everything, how did that all impact your mental health?
Wow, it definitely tested my mental health, my resilience, my inner strength. It tested every single part of me. That for that mental health part, I can remember, and I'm a really good sense of my body, and the fight and flight system instantly kicked in, and that cortisol that runs through your body, it does give you that survival mode that I can remember being in for a good few days, especially after that. You're going, okay, I won't have as much sleep as I usually do, and you do get through. And I can remember going, okay, there's going to be a lot of impact that's going to happen, that stress, that's okay to be going through all these challenges. And that the heaviness of it, I wasn't prepared for that side of the trauma side of things, and processing, having conversations about what we were doing with people that we didn't know. So when you go through insurance, when you have to work with counsel, they aren't in it with you like you and your family are. Mm. And so I had to really keep that in the back of my mind, my mental state, my stress levels, and what I could do in each and every moment. That if it was a heavy day, if I had to meet someone on site, or if I had to send an email, how can I balance that back out and go, how can I lighten up myself? And it was a readjusting of priorities. So within that space of, oh, I would love to be doing this today, yet my priority is my family and making yes. sure that we're yes. okay, and my home. It sort of pulled on all those heartstrings, and setting really good boundaries. I just had to make sure that I took care of myself. So self-management became key for me, as well as the boundaries about my mental state and who I was talking to and what I was watching and what I was doing in my time. And I was on a journey with Pilates before that, and I was going to become a Pilates teacher and instructor. And thankfully, I'd done that. I can remember that I would sit there practicing my breathing. And if I was about to have a meeting with someone and they were running late, I would just do a quick 10-minute Pilates routine, and that would get me back in my body. It would allow me to slow down that heart rate, get out of fight and flight. And I'm so thankful I had all these little tools and strategies in my belt, that I live in a beautiful area. So walking, I remember walking and sort of getting off all that heaviness and getting out any conversation that wasn't something that I quite enjoyed. So breathing, Pilates, walking, being in nature. And I started to be really creative with taking photos. I needed to have an outlet in that creative space. So writing and taking photos and putting together little poems about what the photo looked like. If it was a devastating photo, how could I shift my perspective? And photography and writing did that for me.
Love that. And I love what you said there about boundaries, because when life throws curveballs at us, the only control we ever have is setting those boundaries and really looking after ourselves. That's the only thing you can control, because there is a big portion of life, as you know, that you can't control. So I love that you took some control over yourself when you are in that situation. I think it's really important for all women to be able to do that for themselves when they find themselves in really unexpected circumstances.
Definitely. And I hear people saying every day, oh, I've never put myself first, or it's really hard to do that. And I get that. And that's exactly what we've all had to deal with as mums and as women as well, that how do I put myself first and what does that feel like, and asking for help. Wow, that was a big one as well, that we can't do everything alone and ourselves. So yeah, really building up that support system and having the confidence to be able to say, yeah, I am struggling today, is that okay if you help in that way, and letting people help.
Absolutely. And so what is your advice to others that may be experiencing an unexpected career change currently?
Yeah, advice for others. The first thing that comes to mind is that it is real for you what you're experiencing, and that it is unique, and that if we have a good sense of ourself through that, and I often use the 4S model as my little check-in if I'm working with people who are going through change and transition, that have they got a good sense of themselves? Do they know who they are, what they stand for, what their priorities are now, what's important to them, and where their strengths are? If you know your strengths, that can help you through times that are challenging, and they can give you a sense of satisfaction. So the first S is knowing yourself and being grounded in what's right for you. The second one is your situation and looking at it. And it may be through the lens of a camera and going, yeah, this is what I'm going through. Or it may be writing, maybe journaling, it may be talking to a counselor or a therapist or a coach or a really trusted friend. So getting really clear on that situation. Also, that support system, that's the third S. So having the right support system around you that lifts you up and is that cheerleader and lets you cry on their shoulder if you need to. And the last S is strategies. Have you got something in your toolbox that is your go-to? How can you cope through this time? And to continually add to those, and if you don't have the strategies, reach out for support and get strategies, if it's with mental health, if it's with being able to move your body so that you can process this, if it's about the emotional side, that there's lots of different strategies that we can use to get through this. So check in on yourself, your situation, the support you have, and the strategies that you need to cope through this time.
I love that so much. And I think every person that's in careers uses a different model, but I think that model is fantastic because you need to actually know yourself well enough and what your priorities are to make that change.
Definitely. Yes, that's one part that often people forget. They'll jump straight to exploration and then they'll go, oh, I've got all these options and I'm not sure. Well, let's narrow it down based on your interests. Let's narrow it down based on your skills and the ones you enjoy using and your strengths. So, yeah, going to yourself first. That's a new routine and a new habit for most people to have to set.
And how can people transition into different careers when they experience this unexpected change?
Yeah, transition is a process and a journey, as we've sort of used that word today. So when we think about people transitioning, they've usually had their life in some way come to an end, whether it's in their personal life, whether it's in their professional life, maybe it's collectively. I know that we all collectively went through the pandemic and that people started thinking and going into some deep reflection. So usually a major change puts us into deep reflection and we may be thinking, oh, maybe there is a new skill that I'd like to learn or a new behavior that I'd like to take on, or maybe I do want to take action, and it can be that catalyst. And that can be one of the scariest things, going, okay, I have this idea and what do I do with it next? And transition is all about moving through. So it's not about moving on and forgetting about it. It's about taking everything that you know about yourself and moving forward with that and giving yourself the time and the space to take the next step forward and then the next step and collect all the clues and collect the information, because the more detail you have about yourself, the more detail that you have about also what's out there, and exploring and talking to people and understanding industries, it helps you make a decision about, well, where do I want to be and what is that next career chapter for me? So as we were mentioning before, start with yourself, and what steps can you take forward to know more about yourself and then explore what's out there and then come back and do that analysis and that decision making. And so I often think that this time of transition that you may be in or that you have been in before is a great time to do that audit of your life, both personally and professionally, and use that time to keep taking those steps forward. And that's how we transition as we move through into that new beginning where we go, that's the right path for me.
Yeah, and I know we spoke about this offline just before, but giving yourself that space, because as you know, I just recently took a voluntary redundancy, and that was a really interesting process. I had never been through it before, but I knew it was the right time because my business is thriving, and so I needed to almost get rid of something else to open up more time for people to come and see me. And so I think now I'm literally having a month to just think about how I'm going to operate at more of a, I guess, still part-time level, but it's all going to be around my business rather than trying to balance my business with another job. So I love all the points you covered there.
Yeah, and it's sometimes about that timing that, to know that when things happen like that, that when you're ready to look at, well, is the timing right for me to take that next step forward as well? But I love when everything falls into place.
Absolutely. And so, Angela, my last question to you is, how can people find their purpose? Because I think there's lots of stuff around purpose and how to find it. What's your take on that topic?
Yeah, purpose is a big word, and most people shy away from actually discovering it and finding it. And back to the transition and what I was saying before, it is about, first of all, noticing that urge or that nudge or that call to something that we often put it aside, or we go, oh, that's in the too hard basket. And what happens if you took that next step? Or what happens if you followed what felt right for you or connected into that part that does know best? And that's the part that I love working with people, is that they get to be really honest and talk about that inner knowing that they have, or they do get to develop it and really follow what that is right, that's right for them. So the more that we know ourselves, the more that we trust those feelings and those urges to find, well, what is that purpose for me? And it's different for everyone. And to understand your meaning, first of all, about what's important to me, what gives me that internal satisfaction, helps you understand your purpose. And the purpose is that external driver around, well, how do I want to help people? Because everyone comes to me saying, I just want to help people. And I go, great. How do you want to help people? Let's get really clear on that, because it looks different to every person and it might look different at different stages in your life. So sometimes we have to be brave and curious and take that next step forward and have that conversation or try something out and find what that purpose is for you, and that it may take a little while. It may take, who knows how long it is for each and every person. Yet the more that you keep working towards that, we have that sense of, okay, I know more about myself and this is my purpose.
I love that so much. Thank you so much on being on the podcast. Where can people find you if they are looking to connect with you?
Yes, thank you for having me here. So I'm on socials, career.design.studio on Instagram. I've got my website, www.careerdesignstudio.com.au, LinkedIn, Facebook, you can find me. I've even got a TikTok account as well. And I'd love for people to reach out, and if they want to talk more about change, book in a free discovery session. And this is a topic I would love to talk about, change and transition and that next career chapter.
Thank you so much, Angela. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Have a great day as well.
Bye. Bye.
thank you so much for tuning in today. If you have loved and enjoyed today's podcast, then please share it with your friends and family. If you have any comments or would like to reach out, you can find me on Instagram at Knowing Her Wellness. See you soon for the next episode of Too Blessed to Be Stressed.